People have been joking for weeks that the candidates are actually running for president of Ohio. That's how vital the state is. But here's a reminder about the electoral map. It is at least theoretically possible for either candidate to lose Ohio and still reach 270 electoral votes by winning some combination of other states. Theoretically possible. Many of those other combinations include the state of Florida, 29 electoral votes. NPR's Debbie Elliott is at a polling place in Tampa, Florida. Debbie, good morning.
Hi, Steve.
What are you seeing?
I am at the Florida Aquarium. The aquarium is a polling precinct here in Tampa. So
Okay. There's
a bit of a line here. People started lining up well before 7 o'clock when the polls opened. There are about 75 people now, you know, lined up along the rope lines that you would normally wait to take your kids in to see all the fish and dolphins. Folks in line doing a little studying up on the 11 constitutional amendments that are on the ballot here. That's slowing things down a little bit. Taking people about an hour to vote. Once they get in, I understand there are 12 booths in a classroom, and over in a cage to the side is an armadillo.
Okay, well, it's good that the armadillo is represented. Are people excited about this opportunity today?
You know, they are, and not one person I've spoken with is complaining about having to wait in a long line. They say they know it's a tight race, they know it's important, and it's worth waiting in order to be able to cast your vote.
Aren't tensions already a little high in Florida because of problems with early voting in recent days?
You know, people are very aware of the problems, not only with early voting, but, you know, the problems dating back to 2000 in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The legislature did shorten the early voting period. There were several lawsuits filed. It went down from 14 days to 8 days. There was even a bomb scare in Orlando that a judge forced the county to open polling sites for another 4 hours another day. So there have already been some early problems. But a lot of people were still able to cast their early votes. Nearly 40% of Floridians, registered voters in Florida, have already voted, and that's a pretty high number. Either they did it through early voting or they did it by filing absentee ballots. Here in Tampa at the Hillsborough County election office, people lined up for a good while late yesterday afternoon trying to get in their absentee ballots before things got crazy today.
You mentioned 2000, and we'll just remind people if they were not around then that was, of course, the disputed election that went on for weeks after Election Day. Just talking with voters, Debbie Elliott, and with politicians to the extent you've been able to talk with them, do people have confidence in the system, basic confidence that the system can get it right or close to right this time around?
I think voters that I've spoken with have basic confidence in the system. But I also think that there's a bit of frustration because everyone knows that there are plenty of lawyers waiting in the distance, to do something should things be as close as it was in 2000. Remember, that was like 1/10 of a percentage point that separated George W. Bush and Al Gore in Florida 12 years ago. Already now, there are lawyers in all the precincts. There are outside groups, not just the campaign's lawyers, but outside groups that are challenging whether people can vote. Here in Tampa, there's a group called Fair Vote Tampa that has challenged some 76 voters, saying that some of them have felony convictions and shouldn't be voting. So there are all these little things. And if you add those up around the state, that could be a problem. We're getting reports this morning from the Miami Herald that there are issues with, are there enough ballots in Miami? So there are still some question marks. And we really aren't going to know until tomorrow. I will tell you, Steve, one of the voters I interviewed here in Tampa this morning happened to be the local court administrator. And I couldn't resist asking him, look, you know, what are you expecting tomorrow? And he said, it's okay, we're ready.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Debbie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's
bye.
NPR's Debbie Elliott at an aquarium that is also a polling place in Tampa, Florida, one of several states we're watching especially closely on this election day, a relative handful of states expected to decide the contest between President Obama seeking re-election and his Republican challenger Mitt Romney. We'll continue to have coverage throughout the day and into tonight on NPR News.